Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Bit of a scram this morning at Z102.9. You forgot your headphones.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I can't get into my computer this morning.
Ah,
What are you going to do? Go home.
It's the sign. It's the sign.
The sign of what?
You should just go home for the day. I take it. Take the day.
Bye.
If the computers are against you, look out.
Yeah, this one's weird.
They rose up.
Well, you have to log in, right? Yeah. As most computer systems. So that attaches me to the network. But anything that's in a Word document, as MC Hammer would say, I can't touch it.
Can't touch this.
Can't touch it.
Mm-mm.
So get ready for the buzz that was thrown together in 5 minutes. It's going to be the shortest buzz in the world.
Whoops. What are you going to do?
That's exactly the answer to that.
Today is Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. It was garbage day in my neighborhood.
For some reason, I'm getting Thursday vibes. I think I'm getting excited for Saturday.
It's because we're ready for the record.
I'm like, oh man, this week.
Let's take a moment and talk about where the world record attempt has gone in the term of public lexicon. It is now being acknowledged by Ray Gunn. That means something.
Ray Gunn found out that we're going for a world record, and they got excited, and they were sharing that excitment.
Yes. Now, they're sharing
followers.
It to sell their own t-shirts, which
yes.
The t-shirts, by the way, have nothing to do with the record, but everything. Nothing.
Well, no. They also are in Crunchberry enthusiasts.
Yes.
At the Cedar Rapids Ray Gunn store.
I went online to try to buy those t-shirts this morning.
They're sold out.
Yeah.
Every single size. I was like, well, I'll just get a bigger one.
Nope. I would even get a smaller one.
You would?
I would. Fat guy in a tiny shirt? Yes, I'd do that.
You are down for the cause.
Yeah.
I would get a tinier shirt.
Give me youth. I'll try to wear it.
I was just like, you know what? Ray Gunn's kind of the perfect partner.
Partner and barometer.
For everything that we have going on at Z, though, because like their whole thing is the cat and Crunchberries. I'm like, we've got Crunchberries world record coming up this Saturday, and then those girls have a catwalk in a couple weeks. Like,
it seems like it's woven together.
Let's be buds.
The fabric is there.
Why can't we be friends?
If we were making a quilt, it's a little bit of them and a little bit of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was just unbelievable. Somebody sent a screenshot to me yesterday. It's like, you've kind of made it.
Did you see this? Because I think you're going to go
viral. If you're getting made
viral?
Of or getting praised by Ray Gunn, that's a big deal.
If you've been acknowledged, it's kind of a big deal.
Yes.
And it definitely is a big deal. We're
oh
so excited.
Oh, my gosh. By the way, this, which now is a whole host of people who didn't even know this was going on.
Yeah.
There are Ray Gunn fans who are just now hearing for the first time on Saturday, grab your cereal at 9, hold your bowl. 10 o'clock, we're going for a world record. Most people eating cereal just happens to be Crunchberries because we are the home to Captain Crunch and Crunchberries through Quaker.
I'm telling you that people come from out of state to come to this specific, the last downtown Cedar Rapids Farmers Market of the season because it traditionally has been Quaker Oats Day and they do have those red bags and people go crazy for that. When they show up thinking they're just getting a red bag and they find out that there is a Crunchberry eating world record in Green Square. It's going to be a great day.
It's going to be one of those you're just wandering around near the art museum or near the library, near Green Square, and you're like, what's going on in there? Oh, we'll do it too?
Yes.
Yeah, you can just walk up.
We've been explaining to you. Please help us explain to your very confused out-of-town friends.
But bring them with you.
Bring them on.
The more, the merrier. Until we run out of bowls, we'll just keep counting, but we got to hit 2,000 plus.
Exactly.
And the weather right now, it's going to be comfortable in the morning, 83 Saturday afternoon. That rain, thunderstorm, if you're hearing about it, that's Saturday afternoon. Saturday morning, we are good to go.
Here we go.
We are good to go. Getting ready for a second world record attempt by the Morning Scramble in one summer.
So excited.
I know.
Very excited for Saturday. There's nothing wrong with the work week, but I am just super excited for Saturday morning.
Yes. On a Wednesday. Claire's a day off.
Thank
Today
you.
Is Wednesday,
Today
everybody.
Is Wednesday. All day. It will be Wednesday. I hate to get into scandal.
What do you got?
The World Skimming Stone Championships have been rocked with scandal.
All you do is stand at the shore and kind of flick the rock, right?
Yep,
and you skim across the water.
Exactly.
How can there be scandal in that?
Well, if somebody shows up to the competition using illegal stones.
What? What's an illegal stone?
Suspiciously circular stones used in the stone skimming competition. You know, if you want to skim stones, it's good to find a nice, flat, round stone.
I was taught smooth and flat.
Yes.
Those are the best kind.
Yes, you were taught correctly. However, according to the competition's rules, the stones must come from naturally occurring island slate. And it has to fit through a measuring device that they have.
Yeah.
Like all the stones have to be of standard size. They call it the ring of truth.
What's going on with these faux stones?
Well, the faux stones fit through the ring of truth, but they didn't see when they were measuring them that they had also been made more circular.
So basically buffed?
Yes. They were not naturally occurring stone.
Maybe they were a stone, but they were handled, right?
Uh-huh.
They were tumbled.
Yes. They were tumbled stones.
No.
Yes. There was, according to the director, a little bit of stone doctoring. They were shaped perfectly circular, and they did have 3-inch in diameter.
Yeah.
The problem is that they were just overly, unnaturally circular.
So is that person kicked out for life?
I hope so.
Better be.
The thing is, it's not like a big, like, there's money on the line, millions at stake. It's more of like a charity competition thing. So
you cheated at a charity event?
Yeah, well,
that's a worser hell for you.
That's bad. that's a whole different ring. You're going down, man.
Boy, you think in the olden days, if you cheated at a stone competition, you'd get stoned. Right, they would throw stones at you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the old way. I'm not advocating for that now.
You're not suggesting that we go that route.
No,
no,
not at all.
That's probably a bad idea.
Or you just stand in the middle of the pond and they just skim rocks at you.
That's still throwing rocks at people. Well,
but it's also showing how adept you are at skimming. No? Okay. No.
Well,
I'm really mad at this person for cheating at a charity event.
The good news is, with the cheaters out of the way, an American won.
Oh, is it international?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. This was the international world stone skimming competition.
I missed that part.
Yeah, yeah. So congratulations, Jonathan Jennings.
JJ.
JJ. He skipped his stones.
Is it distance or number of skips?
It's distance. 580 feet. It's almost 2 football fields of stone skimming the surface of water.
Wow.
2 football fields?
How do you see that binocular? Somebody's behind you, like, still going.
It's still going.
Still going.
Yeah.
How do you have the power to throw a stone 2 football fields?
You have to have the power of Jonathan Jennings and USA, baby.
USA all the way.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Last night was a big night at our house because I feel like my daughter's been waiting all summer, very excited about a brand new season of show choir.
Oh, have we started?
We had the first practice / parent meeting last night. So everybody got to come in and hear how it's all going to go down. And I don't know if it is like my previous involvement in show choir, like when I was a kid, or if it's like now she's done a couple of seasons of show choir and now I'm like fully a show choir mom, or maybe it's because I just really liked Glee back in the day.
Glee gave show choir the respect it deserved.
Exactly, my friend.
Leah Michelle just cuts through.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And so I'm excited. I think we all are, but we were talking to some moms and we're like, I don't think that that's enough practice. I think these kids need more. Like,
what? Was it the length of the practice was too short?
The practices are too short. There's not enough practice. I don't think that the kids, and I agree. Like,
yeah, you're right.
I think they need, I think they need more work. I don't know. 70 kids all moving in unison is a lot of kids.
That's going to take a lot of time.
I think we're going to need some time. I think it's going to be hurting
cats.
Well,
when's their first performance?
I don't know.
So how do you know how much practice?
We got a printed sheet and there was a URL and I got to go look it up. But
okay. We've
got months. Yes, we have time, but it takes a lot. And from my experience and from watching Glee, I know. I know we're in for a long, bumpy road.
You're going to have joy and pain.
Yes.
Smiles and tears.
There's going to be a crisis. Somebody's going to get together and somebody's going to break up.
Oh, God, yes. That happens.
That always happens in a group.
It's going to fit. The costume's going to fit. That is not going to fit. Oh, you are in for a season.
Oh, it's going to be an all new season of Show Choir.
Good for you.
Thanks.
I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
What had captivated my attention so much so that when 8:00 rolled around and I would typically start heading downstairs.
You're usually a very strict bedtime guy.
Nope. I will watch the second of the two-part docuseries.
At 8:08, you started a second series?
Stayed awake the whole time.
What was this?
AKA Charlie Sheen. It was captivating.
Really?
Highly recommend it. Highly recommend the Charlie Sheen documentary on Netflix.
Is it just that he's had such a crazy life story?
I don't think I would have sought this out. But because it's right now, it's number 2 in the U.S., it kind of sought us out. And we had been talking about it a little bit in Z Sleaze.
Yeah.
It was unfiltered, everything on the table. You go back to his childhood. You learn about his family. He grew up with an actor, dad, but they didn't have a lot of money. He grew up with Sean Penn, best friends. He was offered the role in Karate Kid of Daniel-san.
And turned it down?
No. He committed to another movie, and he didn't have time to go to karate training, so he didn't get it.
Huh.
And then you got way into the drug stuff, and then they cleared the room, and then everything went, like, they asked about, you know, the things a person does to get drugs, things he regrets. Finding out he was HIV positive.
Oh, my gosh.
It was fascinating. And 8 or 9 years sober as of taping.
Really?
Yeah.
8 or 9?
Yeah.
Good for him.
But you see with his style, he has those ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
He gets sober for a while, then he gets back on something. And sober for a while and back on something.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended cheering for him. But it's fascinating.
Really? Because there was a time there I was like, he's not going to make it.
All of Hollywood.
Yeah.
When he got fired from 2 and a Half Men,
uh-huh.
which they had every right to do. And they talked to Chuck Lorre, the guy who created the show, and how like they were like brothers. And then you could just tell Charlie had this problem. He was doing crack 24 hours a day at that point.
Mm-hmm.
It also, something that I love about documentaries that go back in time is to remember what was happening at the time. TMZ, just getting its feet underneath it.
Oh.
Cell phones. Video, social media, just kind of coming.
All like, of that was new.
What creates the monster? And it was kind of self-feeding. Do you remember the Live Nation sent him on tour and he was going to like auditoriums and just telling stories?
Really?
Yes. And that was fueling the beast at the same time because he needed money for
He needs money and he needs,
Something like that. 9:30 rolls around. I'm glad I stayed up.
No kidding.
Yeah. Highly recommend AKA Charlie Sheen.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Cedar Rapids firefighters on the scene of a two-story apartment fire, multi-residential, off of the 400 block of Jacqueline Drive Southwest about 10:25 last night. Crews arrived, found several units involved, and immediately started fire suppression and search efforts. 3 adults got out. They had to revive a cat. Fire was under control by 10:40. Several of the 8 units affected by the fire will not be inhabitable. 7 of the 9 stations in town had to respond to this fire.
They had to revive a cat?
Yes, they had to revive a cat.
Oh my gosh.
With a special oxygen mask.
That is so cool that they have that.
Police and ambulance on the scene. I know.
Aww.
Costco has issued a warning about bottles of sparkling wine sold at stores in Ankeny, Coralville, Davenport, and West Des Moines.
Oh, no.
Do you have any Kirkland Signature Prosecco at
home? No, not Prosecco.
Signature Prosecco. Something about the bottles aren't shelves, like, they could break at any moment.
What?
So I don't know if it's bad glass
pressure?
Or pressure or what. Do not open the Prosecco. Retailer recommends wrapping any, put it in a paper towel and put it in a garbage bag and then put it in a trash can. So it doesn't even...
So it explodes in the garbage?
But at least it's explode in a contained bag. So it's put it in a bag before you put it
in
a bag.
Put in the bag. It's bagged. Okay.
Company is sending customers who bought the product a letter so they can claim a refund.
That's wild.
That's very wild. How pressurized was that Prosecco?
Well, the Prosecco would also maybe have a little effervescence in it. So yeah. I don't know if that builds over time. Like, you know,
or
the longer it
is
sits.
Is it fermenting? Like, was the process not done and it's just expanding because that's all it knows to do?
Or, like, the Prosecco's fine or the glass is so bad it's that one this of the, plus that
could
and
be
time, plus time.
Could be bad cork.
Oh!
Yeah. There's danger equals danger. Well, good news. I got my Czech Village story. So I got two bits of what's got me feeling all right. Let's start with a new mural located on the Kosick building. They've got a dedication coming up. It is called Moravian Madonna. It looks out at passerbys. The mural is a larger-than-life reproduction of a famous 1925 Czech painting. And I believe that is at 10 o'clock today.
The Kosick building, is that next to the Kosick bandstand?
I don't know. It's just the Kosick building.
Interesting.
The one by the bandstand has the wings.
Yeah.
I don't think it's on that. Unless it's on
the other side.
Could be on the other side. It's there now.
Okay.
It looks like just somebody hung a large 1925 painting is what it looks like.
Wow.
So you got a dedication today at 10 for that. Then Friday, which is Brunost, Czech and Slovak Museum Library is going to unveil a sundial mounted on that Burish immigration clock tower. That clock tower, by the way, which is now a duplicate of a 15th century Orle, which is a clock tower in the Czech Republic. The sundial will face 16th Avenue. It is gilded in 24-karat gold. It was engineered to be precise in its time-telling.
Wow.
And the Czech engineers that designed it will also be on hand.
Huh.
That's coming up on Friday.
A
so you
lot.
Got a mural today, 10 o'clock, and then you got the sundial dedication about 5 or so right before the party starts at Brunost. Coming
busy,
up tomorrow.
Busy in Czech Village.
Got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
I owe you some information because, as you recall, back in July, the Fyre Festival brand was up for auction on eBay.
Hoping for a windfall of multi-millions, right?
Multi-million dollar deal because it wasn't happening in real life. But maybe eBay could save it. It wasn't a huge cash windfall for Fyre Festival founder Billy McFarlane. It sold for $245,300.
Which I think...
It's a very nice home.
I actually have
in Cedar Rapids.
I think that is the median price of a house in Iowa.
Yeah.
In fact, I have a real estate report coming up in the buzz. That sounds about right.
Well, who is that mystery investor? Who is that mystery buyer?
Yes.
Who scooped up the brand? LimeWire.
Really?
Yes. If you think back to the early aughts and the days of pirating music.
LimeWire. Why is it just scam artists?
Well, then they got into NFT collections in 2022. So totally legit.
I wanted it to be like the Weber Grill Company, right? Or Traeger.
Fyre
Festival. That's what I wanted.
Come on. Somebody who does those smokeless fire pits?
Yes.
Solo stove.
Kingsford. But no.
No.
LimeWire.
They have a reimagined vision for Fyre Festival that goes beyond the digital realm and taps into real world experiences, community, and surprise.
Well, that's what it was supposed to be.
Wait,
surprise, we don't have a festival.
Their vision does not involve bringing the festival back.
Oh.
There will be no cheese sandwiches. We are not here to repeat mistakes. We are here to own the memes and do it right, says their founder.
All right. It's a tax write-off, right?
Yep.
If it fails,
yep.
It was an investment that didn't work.
I don't think this is
LimeWire.
Going big places.
Is Napster...
Napster didn't get involved. No Napster.
BlackBerry, did they want it?
Just defunct. Everything defunct. Ever since Nate Bargatze's Boys and Girls Club stunt at the Emmys, the organization has been seeing an increase in donations. In fact, donations have doubled as compared to this time last week before the Emmys.
Wow.
Yeah. They said the interest and searches for their organization is at an all-time high. the $350,000 that they got from CBS and Nate Bargatze together is incredibly impactful to our organization and to the lives of kids and teens who attend our clubs. At this moment, it's about more than a donation for us, though, because it's so special that our mission and our club kids were on a national stage and being recognized.
That's great.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder who, like, the next one in line is going to be for the next award show.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Who else can we lift up?
Yeah.
I think that's a really good, I mean, I know that they didn't end up actually making money, but they did get a donation and they did get a lot of eyes on the cause.
It was a, so it was a fun gag.
A good thing to do.
To kind of roll through the entire show.
Especially with all the, like, Hollywood,
right.
You know, all eyes are on you and maybe you could turn those eyes to
that's great.
Someone
yeah,
who needs
you've
them.
Got a platform.
Yeah. When parents send their kids off to college and especially to some place as prestigious as Harvard,
yes,
they expect their child's minds to be filled with great knowledge from great minds.
You want like all Nobel winners.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. All of the Nobel winners.
Yeah, as your teachers.
They had a bit of a surprise when a guest lecturer showed up at school just this week. Machine Gun Kelly.
What was the class?
I don't know. He shared this little bit on Instagram. And by the way, he was all dressed up very respectable. Like he even wore a tie and everything.
Nice.
Like, I don't know if he had little patches on his elbows, but he looked like a grown up.
Did he have a pipe?
He did not have a shirtless tattoos.
You right.
Know, like he looked
no, that's
like
great.
An adult. Very good. I don't know what he was speaking about. And I don't know what the class was. He
pop
just,
culture in American society.
He just shared the photo and said, Harvard has a new professor. Tell me more. Tell me more.
Wait, was this yesterday?
Just this week.
Somebody has now posted about the class. We got to find that.
Digging.
How did Professor Kelly do?
Prof
Kel.
MGK. This is my class. That's what we like to call.
Z's. Sleaze.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do.
The world's a big, big place, and Cedar Rapids is just a little speck in that world.
But this little speck cranks out a lot of the world's cereal.
I would say most mornings across the United States, if not beyond, start thanks to Cedar Rapids. Whether we're looking at either of our major cereal manufacturers, specifically this Saturday, all eyes are on Quaker Oats.
Yeah, it is their market. The downtown Cedar Rapids Farmers Market is sponsored by Quaker Oats, and they have become a major player in our cereal world record.
Here's how it's going to go down. They have donated enough boxes to get us to 2,000 servings of cereal. We're going to take care of all of the scooping, the dishing, and the milking, if you will.
Milked them all.
Let's take that one away.
No.
All of the scooping, dishing, and serving, yes. And then the handing of the milk.
Right.
You technically will be the pourer.
Prairie Farms, they did the milking.
They did the milking.
And then they did the packaging, and then they handed to us, and we will hand to you.
So, on Saturday, farmer's market starts. People are milling about. Around, I would say 9 at the latest.
Yeah.
Work your way into Green Square. It's going to be very obvious. You're going to see 4 identical-looking tents. Those are our cereal stations. You line up. Give us some time. It's going to be a minute, right? We realize that.
Mm-hmm.
And then hold your bowl.
Just hold it. Hold it. Because the whole point of the record isn't just people milling about eating cereal willy-nilly. Everybody gets their bowl of cereal, gets their milk, and then combine the two, and we all take a bite of cereal at the same time.
Yes. We will have the Linn County auditor there. He will give the official tally of how many bowls were handed out. We have Cedar Rapids Mayor Tiffany O'Donnell and a breakfast proclamation.
We have Cap'n Crunch himself available for photos. So please, all we need now is you. 2,000 people all together at one time. We'll ring the farmer's market bell and let you know it's time to eat your cereal. And then at that moment, we'll all take a bite together and capture that world record.
Join us. Be part of history. Get Cedar Rapids bigger on that really big world map. Cereal Town USA. We feed the world and we want to show the world that we've got 2,000 people all eating cereal at the exact same time. That's you. You are invited. We will see you at Green Square this Saturday at 9 o'clock.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
Well, we know a few things around these parts. We know how to go for a world record.
Yep, we know that.
And today's hit music.
We know music. But also, I mean, you and me, we know. business.
We're just a couple budding entrepreneurs. If you don't believe us, listen to all of our podcasts where we talk to entrepreneurs.
Yeah, a lot of them wanted to know about how we got that entrepreneurial spirit.
Yeah.
We shared that time and again in the Morning Scramble podcast tour.
It is surfaced many times on the Morning Scramble. It's a division of the Morning Scramble. It's known as Producer Ben Benterprises.
Producer Ben, I mean, that mind, it is always a working.
Yeah.
And it works in mysterious ways.
Sure does. Who would have known that wearing jeans at the side of a swimming pool was the right thing to do? And that turned into Producer Ben's swimming jeans.
A product that, yeah, maybe not a traditional thing that you'll find in the marketplace. And maybe the marketplace wasn't ready when we first launched that product. But I think it was a great out-of-the-box idea.
Where there's a need. Remember the price of eggs at Easter?
Oh, my gosh.
Producer Ben Benterprises came up with Cheester eggs, eggs made out of mozzarella cheese.
Don't worry about using real eggs if they're too expensive. Just use cheese. You can dye it different colors, hide it all around the house, and kids will love those wet, sopping pearls of cheese.
Well, it appears that Ben's kind of back into the food category when it comes to this brand new consumer good.
Just last week, Producer Ben decided he was going to bring a jar of yogurt. Yes, a jar of yogurt.
Which I've grocery shopped for decades. I have never seen yogurt sold in a jar.
Never once.
Ever.
The plastic container has taken over, but nay. Jar.
Jar. And accompanying that large jar of yogurt was yet even a larger spoon. Like, huge.
One of the largest spoons I've ever seen anyone use to access yogurt.
And while we thought it was a one-time deal,
no.
You go to yesterday's Taste It Tuesday while we're trying all those cereals and chocolate milk. How big were those spoons?
Enormous, enormous spoons. But you know what? Maybe a new way of looking at spoons is the Producer Ben way of looking at spoons.
New from Producer Ben Benterprises, Producer Ben's Big Spoon. Tired of little bites? Take it all in with Producer Ben's Big Spoon.
I'm really enjoying this pudding. I just wish eating it wasn't so time-consuming, taking all of these small bites.
Save time and effort with Producer Ben's Big Spoon. You'll finish your food faster and with more confidence.
Wow. Thanks, Producer Ben. Now I have more time to see my family. And I feel great about myself.
Producer Ben's Big Spoon has the same great spoon functionality that you know from a regular-sized teaspoon, but features an enlarged spoon bowl and neck for maximum spoonage.
Hi, this is Producer Ben from Producer Ben Benterprises. People used to call me a slow eater. That's when I invented Producer Ben's Big Spoon. Just watch it in action.
Holy Ben, are you using a shovel to eat ice cream?
Nope, it's a spoon. A really big spoon. It's a big spoon.
Power through your mashed potatoes. Bring some hurt to that yogurt. Show that soup who's boss with Producer Ben's Big Spoon. Available now from Producer Ben Benterprises. Look for it in the shovel section of your local hardware store.
Waking you up with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Yeah, we let all these papers accumulate in our office.
Yeah.
And typically Fridays is a great day to kind of flush that. But with band, we just haven't had a moment to do it.
We've been so busy that there is now a huge backlog of paper in our office. It's either marching band sheet music or it's just boxes and boxes of useless knowledge. Can we spin the wheel? And I'll just give you a random fun fact.
You ready?
Yeah. Nice spin. Good spin action.
Thank you. I've been eating white peaches.
Is it the power of the white peach?
It's the power of the peach.
Woo!
That's a two, please.
Two? Oh, this might be actually useful if you're allergic to cats. You are, right?
Yeah.
Might mean that you're also allergic to lions and tigers. You've never been close enough to one.
Oh, my.
And if you are, sneezing is the least of your problems then, right?
Let's leave it that way.
Yeah.
So yeah.
You never knew because you've never needed to know.
Those cats all have the same dander?
Big cats have the same whatever it is that makes you allergic
really?
To cats. Yeah, so you're allergic to tigers and lions and lionesses as well.
May I still see them at the zoo behind plated glass?
Yes.
Thank you.
I wonder if a liger would work, though.
No, it's the same thing. If a liger, if a lion and tiger got it on,
true,
it's still going to be the same dander.
You're
it's right. not going to go away.
No, you're right.
Six, please. That's the most zoological way I could describe.
If they get it on.
Animal husbandry.
Thank you.
If a lion and tiger get it on.
Okay. We might have upset some parents with that, but.
Pile six.
Number
I think
six.
If you know, you know.
This might be helpful, parents. You probably have stepped on a Lego brick before.
Yeah.
And it hurts like the Dickens, right?
It's horrible.
And you get really frustrated. You're like, I don't want to see any more Legos in my house. If you want to destroy a Lego, it's going to take a lot to do it.
How do you do it?
A Lego brick can withstand 950 pounds of pressure before it starts to crack.
So, like, even a hammer might not do it.
Yeah.
Or yeah. you put it in a vise or something.
Little Legos.
950 pounds of pressure?
Yeah, 950 pounds of pressure have to be applied before the Lego starts to crack.
Isn't like if a woman's high heel, that little part in the back takes a lot of pressure.
Yeah, there's something about
but
aerodynamics.
Then yeah,
pressure.
Yeah, can you destroy it that way?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't wear a lot of high heels. I'm more of a flats lady myself. I don't know.
Same here. I'm more of a flats lady, too. All right, we're almost done with spin number three, and it lands on one.
Number one.
Please.
Well, just so you know, it takes about 27,000 trees to make all of the toilet paper that the world goes through in a day.
27,000 trees for one day?
For one day, 27,000 trees to make the toilet paper that the world needs. If you expand that out, it's 9.8 million trees a year for toilet paper.
That's crazy.
That's a lot of trees.
Are we talking single ply, two ply, triple ply?
Multiple plies.
Multiplies.
It multiplies and multiplies.
There's a very twisted 13-year-old in me that wants to ask, at what time of year do we use more trees versus less trees?
Oh, that's like a good question.
Flu season,
uh-huh,
for
uh-huh.
example, just makes you
well,
wonder.
But our flu season's probably opposite of like Australia, for example.
So you think it just evens out?
But we're bigger than them.
I don't know. It's a good...
Oh.
See, that's what useless knowledge makes you wonder.
Interrupt that train of thought.
Again, going back to power number one.
Number one. Okay. If I say Jake from State Farm,
yeah.
You know that guy, right?
I know both of them.
You can
They
can
replaced him, but yes.
You do know this.
Yeah.
Okay. If you think that Jake from State Farm is actually an actor, his name is Kevin Miles. And
this
Kevin
is the
Miles,
current Jake from
current
State Farm.
Current Jake from State Farm.
Caitlin Clark's friend.
Caitlin Clark's friend.
Yes.
He's very buff. He's very cut. He's very handsome.
Yeah.
He is like, he's Hollywood. But originally, the original Jake from State Farm, made famous in a commercial from 2011.
It was 2011?
An actual State Farm employee named Jake Stone.
It was?
He really was just a guy that worked at State Farm, and they had a commercial, and he was Jake from State Farm when the guy's downstairs and his wife is
his
like,
wife thinks
who are you talking
she's
to?
Cheating on her.
Yeah.
Jake from State Farm. He was like the guy who takes calls overnight at State Farm.
Exactly.
That's Jake from State Farm.
It wasn't Kevin Miles. It was Jake from State Farm. And he was a real guy. And he got recast. They recast Jake from State Farm.
They're still using his name and identity. And he's not seeing a penny.
His identity has been stolen. He has been replaced.
By his employer.
By a hotter version of him. You're not attractive.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.